This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. As our machines get better and better at learning how to do stuff, taking in information and making their own decisions about what to do, some really smart people are getting scared that artificial intelligence could one day threaten humanity. Remember those three rules for robots thought up by Isaac Asimov?
The first law, a robot may not harm a human being. Number two, a robot must obey orders given it by qualified personnel. Rule number three, a robot must protect its own existence unless that violates rules one or two.
Well, this month, the organization called the Future of Life Institute put out an open letter pushing for socially responsible artificial intelligence research around the world. It's been signed by everybody from Stephen Hawking and Elon Musk to assistant law professor at University of Washington, Ryan Kalo. Mr. Kalo, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Ben. How you doing?
I'm well. Let's define socially responsible artificial intelligence. What is that in your mind?
One way to think about social responsibility in the context of artificial intelligence is that it doesn't reproduce outcomes that challenge or disrupt our values. So for instance, an algorithm that ends up discriminating against people who are disadvantaged, people of color.
Essentially, a lot of what we're talking about here is making sure that artificial intelligence never does harm to humans.
At one level, yes. I mean, we are turning over tasks usually done by people to machines, and it's conceivable that they'll act in ways that are harmful. I think that is the much more plausible scenario than the, you know, robot twisting its mustache trying to plan to kill humanity.
I like the idea of a robot mustache, though.
So do I, very much.
Let me ask you this. Some of that artificial intelligence and how we leverage it actually really depends on us, right?
It does to a degree. But remember that as artificial intelligence evolves, it's going to have greater and greater agency. And I don't mean that in the free will sense. I just mean that it's going to have abilities that are ever more emergent and often in a useful way. You know, you might develop an artificial intelligence and it's meant to maximize some particular outcome, and that's how it was designed. And suddenly it begins to experiment and it begins to break out of the confined area that it's been initially done. And so, yes, you trace it back to people and engineers. The issue is that what's exciting about artificial intelligence is precisely what's dangerous about it, which is that artificial intelligence solves all kinds of problems in ways that humans wouldn't. In fact, it really wouldn't be quite as useful if it solved the problems the way that we would, because we would just solve the problems.
Ryan Kalo is an assistant law professor at the University of Washington and an affiliate scholar at the Stanford Center for Internet and Society. Ryan, thank you very much.
Thank you.
All right, I put up some of my ideas for artificial intelligence rules and guidelines on Facebook. Give me yours at facebook.com/marketplacetech.